One point, but not two, time ran out on the Bombers Friday night, with the team taking a 4-3 OT loss to L'Orange. Both teams entered the game down their best players. Flin Flon's Carter Anderson was out with an injury, while L'Orange's Jacob Cosette was out serving the second of a two-game suspension after a headshot in the team's season opener. Whoever would win the game would need to do so with depth and defending, not highlight real talent. L'Orange opened the scoring 5 minutes in with a 2-on-1 by Cole Thomas and Mason Bukert, leading to Bukert beating Flin Flon goalie Kenny Marquardt. The Bombers would get on the board themselves a few moments later courtesy of Austin Montgomery Parsons, who knocked home a bounce off the back glass to tie it up. Later in the frame, the Bombers gained the lead, with rookie Leo Seitz zooming a shot right past Ice Wolves goalie Logan Falk. Seitz's wrist shot sent Falk's water bottle halfway into the nosebleeds, giving him his first SJHL goal and the Bombers the lead. L'Orange battled back though late, culminating with Hudson Cameron jumping on a wide-open puck in front to tie it up at 2 going into the second. The first period ended with controversy, as the Bombers appeared to tie the game at the final whistle, jumping on a neutral zone turnover and leading to an Anthony Piccinino goal. But the two-second delay at the Whitney Forum between the clock hitting 0 and the intermission horn going off bit the Bombers in the backside. While the horn had not yet gone off, the clock clearly showed no time was left in the period when the puck went in, similarly to when the Estevan Bruins thought they'd tied a game at the Forum last season at the final buzzer. The horn hadn't yet gone off, but time had still expired, nullifying the goal. L'Orange got the game in their favor again in the second, picking up the lead again after Zane Norman scored on an odd man rush. The Bombers' offense, which had an unusually low amount of shots in the first half of the game, began to pick up following Norman's goal, generating more shots and chances. Finally, with a man in the box, the momentum paid off. Ryder Ringer stole the puck and went in on a shorthanded breakaway, bore down on Falk and made no mistake. The game was tied at 3-3 heading into period 3. Flin Flon would push throughout the third, attempting to pull ahead, but they couldn't pull it off, despite 16 third-period shots. The Bombers had chances, but Falk was up to the task. Overtime would be needed. The OT period began with Keith Gruner taking the term, crashing the net, a bit too literal, plowing into the goalpost while angling for a goal for Flin Flon. While the Bombers had the third-period momentum, the pendulum swung L'Orange's way, keeping possession and the puck in the Bombers' end. That paid off for the Ice Wolves, as Hudson Cameron snuck in behind the Bomber defense and scored, ending the game and giving L'Orange their first win in the Whitney Forum since an OT win September 23, 2022. The last time Falk started at the Whitney Forum, he was knocked out in a goalie fight by Marquardt last year. This time, Falk had the last laugh, getting the win with a 39-save performance. Marquardt took the L Friday night, making 25 saves. The Bombers will face L'Orange again at the Mel Hegland Uniplex Saturday night before heading out on their first Southern Swing of the year next week. 4 games in 5 nights, all on the road, with the Bombers playing Yorkton, Notre Dame, Weyburn and Estevan October 1, 2, 4 and 5.